Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Summer Sessions. I almost said Ball Don't Lie, but Summer Sessions, man. This is episode 65 on the free feed. As usual, man, I'm your host, Scott. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @barberchair. Scott, we've got Big Pat Vito in the house at Pappy World on Twitter. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram. Keep watching the Soft Lips video. Keep streaming songs about women available on all platforms right now. Got my brother Flows at Flows Handelini on Twitter. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram right now. Follow 79th and Hallis. Follow Into the Bigs for all your Chicago Bears coverage, man. We got you covered. He's been all the training camp, pet practices, all that. Check it out. Damian is not here. He is on vacation for like the fifth time. That feels like this fucking year. He's running from the grind. We gonna slam him these first couple minutes. You know what I'm saying? He's running from the guy.
We're gonna slam Isaiah first.
He out here drinking mojitos. We actually trying to give y'all content. Why are you slandering Isaiah? He said he's gonna make a Bertier movie on you.
Bro, nigga said he's gonna highlight my injury. That was so mean. Nigga said I'm gonna make you get jumped by Latin Kings and they break your legs. I'm like, all
right,
bro.
But yeah, man. So let's get right into it, man. I want to start with this. I actually have a rundown today, which is weird, which is rare. But I want to start with since Russell Westbrook got on the Lakers, Pav is back with his Bron propaganda cape.
It wasn't Bron propaganda. It was
Bron propaganda tape. Okay, first of all, this all started. I don't know what it started because of his deleted tweet or the Charles Barkley video.
Charles Barkley video.
Okay.
Yeah, Chuck.
A couple things about that video. One, Chuck never played on any stack team. Let's just get that out the
That's
way.
A lie.
He never played on any stack team.
Rookie season, it wasn't stack team?
Them niggas were old, bro.
What the
Them
fuck, niggas nigga,
were
they
old. They were old, bro.
I think they literally, didn't they go to the finals the year before?
What year the 84. Chuck is drafted? They went to finals 82.
No, they went 83 as well. No, they won at 83. 82.
They won 82 is when
Hold
they
Hold on, bro. I don't think that's true.
They won 82.
Yeah, but I think they went in 83 as well.
They didn't go in.
What was said? I was looking up some stuff. What were you guys saying?
The Sixers, nigga, they lost in the conference finals to the Celtics in the year he got drafted. 83, 84, they lost in the first round to the Nets. Okay, fair. They won 50 games. You know, it was a good-ass team, bro.
They weren't a stacked team. Good team and stacked team, two different things.
Nigga, literally, they had Dr. J, Mo Cheeks, Hall of Famer, Bobby Jones, Hall of Famer, Moses Malone, Hall of Famer. They have four Hall of Famers.
And all of them were past their prime.
No, they weren't. Moses
yes,
Malone
they were.
Was not past his prime, nigga.
They were all past his prime.
Nigga, Mo Cheeks wasn't past his prime.
Mo Cheeks wasn't a dog at the time, nigga.
Nigga, Mo Cheeks averaged that. Nigga, Mo Cheeks. Okay, he was like 13 points.
Exactly.
Moses
exactly.
Malone averaged 24.
Nigga, that Dwayne Haskins? Lord have mercy.
Andrew Toney was nice. That was a good ass team,
I don't know
bro.
Who the fuck Andrew Toney is?
He was nice. He just
good team and stacked team with two.
They was a stacked team.
They were not a stacked team, bro.
See, if you got see, also Dr. J was only 33. He wasn't that damn old.
He was old. Dr. J couldn't shoot when he was fucking. Not
he couldn't, but the nigga was still giving you 20 points, G. And Moses was
team,
giving you 20 and 14, bro.
It wasn't a stacked team, bro. That was the Celtics conference, bro.
I mean,
that
yeah,
was the Celtics but, conference.
I mean,
and then
yeah.
Everybody talking about that Rockets team. All them niggas were old.
That team really wasn't stacked. But
were
that was
old.
A good team, though.
But
they could have went to the finals.
I just feel like Bron fans want to act like 2010 didn't happen. And it's the thing. There's nothing wrong with what he did. Because it kind of started. I don't agree with Chuck saying that Dirk and Giannis did the right way. There's no right way to
win. No right way to win, nigga.
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
The right way to win is to win.
Right. To fucking win. And that's the right way to win. To win. I don't have a problem with that. But we ain't got to lie about what happened. He is the inventor of stacking the deck. That's
I
fine.
I feel you,
it
but
worked for him and it went against him.
I feel you, but at the same time, like my whole like point was every time, like Michael Jordan literally played with the best person in his position
nah, it's not
for
the same
an
thing.
Entire decade.
Not the same not thing.
It
not
is the same thing.
It, no, look, no, 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 no. Because we're not. Hear me out. I cut you off. This is not fair. Continue, my brother. I'm trying to be better. I don't want to cut somebody off. It's not fair.
It's the I obviously like yes, you go from team to team, but it's the same thing in terms of the era. Also, nigga, if you look at the teams that he was playing against, like the Knicks, your second best option is fucking John Starks. Nigga, who else do you need to beat John Starks besides Scottie Pippen? It's fucking John Starks. We can scroll down a list of teams they played. The second best option, the only team that had a that combo second best option was the Magic, and that's when them niggas lost. And
they lost because Mike played 17 games.
No, that's a fucking lie. It's a fucking lie.
They played 17 games.
You know the funny thing? You know
the
funny?
30 in the fucking series.
17.
No nigga averaged more points in that playoffs than him. Than fucking.
Because he's shooting like 100 times a game.
No nigga, he shot 50% for the playoffs.
Which is
the nigga was balling. The reason they lost was because.
I agree with John. Shockingly, I have to agree with John.
The reason they lost was because Horace Grant literally shot 67% in that series and averaged 18 and 11. We can deal with Jordan. I mean, we like Jordan and Scottie kind of canceled out Shaq and Penny. But nigga, if Horace gonna average 18 on 60% shooting, we're gonna lose.
That's right.
Shaq was averaging under 50%. Is shocking.
Like nigga, it was no. Mike was balling. That nigga was not in.
Oh my
that
God! Horace Grant was 65%.
Exactly. That's why they lost, bro.
65.
And averaged 18.
18, 11, 2, and 1.
That's why they lost, bro.
Two
that's
assists,
why they
one
lost.
Steal, one block. Horace was having the freaking series.
Series
of
his life. That's why they lost, bro. Ain't got shit to do with Mike being rusty.
Mike
that nigga
was
wasn't rusty.
Form. Mike
that
was
nigga,
baseball
the
shape.
Nigga literally scored 55 points three games in the season.
Because he's the GOAT. That don't mean he was a baseball
nigga, he
shape.
Was fine, G. That is
he
not,
baseball
that
shape.
No, nigga.
So,
that is propaganda.
So Mike was average. Mike had 48% from the field, 24% from three. He only took 13 threes, so let's not really count that. 31 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 2 blocks. It's a very good.
Nigga
a very good
nigga's
I will say that FG percentage is a little bit low for him.
Yes, but not past.
Hey,
like
Scotty was playing like crap, bro. This feels he's barely.
He
he's Scottie barely 30. Barely getting 30. I don't. When you said earlier, because you tweeted that right, John. You said Mike wasn't rusty. I agree. Mike wasn't rusty. Nigga, I think it's just chemistry with the team. You know, that's really what it comes down to. I don't think he trusted his teammates, which I wouldn't have trusted them niggas, you know, just coming off 17 games after playing low A ball. So he was trash in baseball. Just I was watching the full game. I'm like, nigga, what are you doing? I thought I'd get pissed off at Tim Anderson and Jose Abreu and Yoan for swinging at the first pitch, nigga. Michael Jordan emphasized swinging at the first pitch, but nigga, it was terrible. Anyway.
But Scottie Pippen.
Shut up, nigga. As I was saying, nigga, the chemistry amongst them was not great. So,
no, nigga, the chemistry was Horace Grant was whooping ass. It's the chemistry.
And yeah, Grant was playing out of his freaking mind.
Fucking
well, I'm
mind,
glad you
bro.
Brought the Scottie Pippen went MIA a lot of times, bro. Scottie Pippen went MIA.
I feel you. But still, that's the IG. We
and I won't say Scottie was the best in this position for a decade. Okay. He was the best position for most of the decade. I
okay.
That.
All right, fine. Once you
but
get
when
to
he came into the league. When he came to me, Larry was better than nigga, obviously.
I mean, yeah, we're talking about the 90s, bro.
Well, Grant Hill was better than nigga.
But like, yeah, in like 98, not from like 91 and 97. No, he was not. I think Scottie was first team All-NBA in 97.
And I hate when niggas bring up Rodman, bro, because Rodman ass was not an all-star. For all three,
nigga, Rodman wasn't never damn near all-star.
Okay,
Rodman was still first team All-Defense in 96.
Mike stacked the deck.
Rodman was first team all defense. Nigga, you lose because Horace Grant starts balling. You literally go and get the best power forward defender probably ever to play on your team.
Look, that nigga value was low. He was almost out the league.
Yeah, because he was fucking crazy. Like, don't mean he wasn't balling the year before.
Let's not act like this is like some calculus. They traded Will Perdue because
he was crazy and they wanted to get him off the team because Dave Robinson is a fucking church boy and this nigga Robin.
Hey,
Dave
he was an all defensive team the year before.
Exactly, like I think he averaged 18 rebounds.
But just my point is this: answer this question. Just it. Are Anthony Davis and Dwayne Wade not better than Scottie Pippen?
Absolutely. Absolutely, not even remotely close.
Yes, not even close.
Listen. Yes, but you got to put it in context. Who the fuck was Jordan facing? Like, look at the second options. Who
we can't compare who they faced.
John, you say in the context of how good Scotty was in the era.
Yes, like
I still go with Scott, because there was no point in time that Scotty was ever considered to be. Sorry, my TV went off and went back on. There was no point in time in which Scotty was ever considered to be top five in the league.
I disagree with that.
He was never top five.
I disagree
with
that.
Let's not sit up here and say that lie.
Never.
When was D-Wade top five?
D-Wade was top five for a minute. What
are we sure about that? Are we sure about that?
Yes.
Are we sure about that? Are we sure about that? Are we sure about that? Are we sure about that?
In 2009, he's a top five player.
Okay, 1 year, Kobe. Okay, 1 year, fine. I'll give you that. Nigga,
that's what I'm saying.
In 94, Scotty was a top five player.
No.
You're
no.
lying.
No.
Scotty did not have that cold of a season. Now that I look on it, it was
Scotty
like
Scotty had 21 points.
But nigga, but listen,
that nigga, that nigga Phil Jackson was up there talking like he was doing the same.
Stop looking at points though, bro.
No,
like,
I'm
nigga,
looking at points. Listen, gonna be a top five.
They had the number one
defense
in the league and average, and the man averaged like 2.9 steals. That's fucking crazy. With like a block. With
we're
seven
talking about just strictly defensively. Yes, he might be the greatest defensive player of that era.
What the fuck is half the game?
But you need the other half of the game.
He was averaging it's not like this nigga was out there averaging 10.
Bro,
he was still averaging 22.
This nigga LeBron got three teammates he's had multiple 40-40 games with, way more than who Scottie and Mike.
I feel you, but again, also those Bulls team, especially the second half of the three-peat, was not really offensive-led teams. Also, Michael Jordan out there scoring fucking 40. Why the fuck I need to score 40?
Because he fucking had to, nigga.
Because, nigga, who, first of all, Bron can't even score like Mike. He need a nigga to do that. Mike don't need nobody else to score, nigga. He's Mike.
You know what? I'm shocked at that admission from you, but that is very true.
Mike it's don't need nobody to score, but Mike also didn't have nobody to score as much as
nigga,
he
taking 30 shots. Who gonna score?
Mike wasn't taking 30 shots. Mike
I know he wasn't taking 30. Again. It was like
he's not. That's Kobe.
But it was like, but it was like 24s. You nigga was taking a lot of shots.
Mike's average field goals. I want to see how many field goals he took. They don't have specific field goals per game, but he took what 151 field goals in six games and 72 he made for the 48%.
His career average for field goals a game is 22.9. Nigga, that's hella shots, nigga.
That's efficiency, brother.
That's efficient. 22.
22. Nigga, 22. How many niggas shoot 22 shots a game?
A lot now, bro. Yes, they do. Nigga, LeBron don't shoot 22 times a game, but a lot of niggas shoot 22 times a game.
Who led the league in shot attempts this year? Probably Bradley Beal, some weird stat. Field goal attempts. Vucevic led the league in field goal attempts? What the fuck?
Huh?
Vucevic led the league in field goal attempts. The fuck? That's Vucevic.
And LeBron took freaking 18 last year. No, not ain't that far off. But he's only had 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 times in his career. So he's not a heavy field goal guy. I want to look up Kobe. I know it's way more than that.
It's probably about the same.
18? Like you talking about is like Mike.
Like Mike. Like in 92, 93, Jordan took 25 shots a game.
Hilarious.
That's like reckless. He was putting that bitch up, bro. Like also not that many shots for other people.
Kobe averaged 19 for his career. How many field goal attempts did Mike average for his career? 22.9. 23. That's shocking. Kobe 1 point took 27 in 1 year, which is just ridiculous.
Shit, nigga. Mike took 27 in 1 year when he scored 37.
Kobe scored 35, so that makes sense. They're high value.
Putting that bitch up, bro.
What is Steph's? I'm curious. What is
probably
Steph's
like 20? Probably like 20 is probably the most he probably took. But also Steph shooting threes.
That's true. Stephen Curry, he has averaged, 17 for his career. He's taken 20 once, and that was in 2015-2016. Totally shocking. Mike was a hot last year. He did 22. So no, last year nigga was taking a lot. Steph, but Mike and Kobe were high value people. But to circle back and get my opinion on what you're saying, what you all are saying, LeBron is the inventor of stacking the deck. Now, I want to say that from the player's perspective of stacking the deck.
Of course.
Have GM stacked the deck throughout history? Nigga, yeah, the Lakers and the Celtics, Lord have mercy. That is the epitome of stacking the deck. But when you found out that LeBron, Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade win the freaking Olympics and talking about we need the team together, I'm like, that's interesting. And most of, at least for me, because I'm not used to seeing that from players, you know, them basically taking it into their own hands. It's the definition of player empowerment. I'm not with that, brother. I don't want player empowerment. I want the owner to have the empowerment. I want them to make the moves. It just seems, because the concept of players coming together and doing that, it makes it so much easier to have a super team. When owners have to go through the process of getting these contracts going, fitting these people, drafting, it makes it a little bit more balanced. Whereas there are only, what, 5-6 superstars in the league at one point in time, maybe less than that. If these niggas want to band together, they'll run the table. And so I hate that. I would prefer for it to be spread out like it was or kind of is now. And with LeBron,
we just had that rare playoff, and now they right back talking about the Lakers and Nets every fucking 2 days.
I know.
On ESPN. It's like literally, it's like niggas forgot the Bucks won already.
I know.
Niggas like, do the Lakers have enough to beat Brooklyn? Brooklyn can't even stay healthy.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not sure the Brooklyn can. I think the Bucks are going to take off in a new way next year. You know,
I don't like that Brooklyn hasn't addressed their defense problem.
Exactly. But also based on the fact of how Drew Holiday and Chris Middleton are playing in the Olympics, specifically Drew Holiday, he looks like he just, that confidence is just sky high. Of course, he's playing, that's how bad to say, he's playing European niggas. And then it's not the same.
Niggas be decent, G.
Well, you know,
you know what I love about Team USA right now? Everybody complains about them niggas for like 35 minutes, they end up winning by double digits.
Yeah. They go down 10 in the first quarter. They tied at halftime. Then they go on like an insane
crazy run.
Basically every time it's three people. It's Kevin Durant because he's KD. It's Drew Holiday because he's putting all of them on islands, and it's hilarious. That's why I wanted to see them play Slovenia. Is that where Luka's from? I wanted to see Luka get on the
free throw. Lost.
What did Stephen A say? He's cussing in Slovenian.
You know, that's so Luka.
Did they lost?
Yesterday? Yeah, that. But
Luka, why you pass the fucking ball, nigga?
Did you see that pic of Nick Batum? Like, come, he said, nigga's so tired of losing Nick Batum.
Nick Batum came and consoled him. But it's like, Luka, why the fuck you passed the ball, nigga?
I thought he took that shot. I thought he went up for the
ball. No, that wasn't him. He passed it to some random Slovenian nigga, and then they got a shit block.
See, and that's the one thing that I dislike about LeBron's game, which it's not bad efficient-wise. If LeBron will try to get somebody who's open rather than him being the focus on taking that last shot. I'm like old school traditional NBA. If you're the star, you're taking the last shot. I don't care if it's 40 niggas on you. Take the shot. Kobe didn't pass but once. I remember Kobe passing for a game when the shot to – was it Toronto Tess or did Toronto Tess get the rebound?
Ronald got the rebound, nigga.
Yeah.
You talking about Kobe airballed the fuck out that three,
nigga. Oh, yeah. When Kobe airballed
that. It was like four niggas on Kobe. Kobe airballed the fuck out of that three.
And Ron got the rebound.
Yeah.
So, never mind. I've never seen Kobe pass
the ball. No, Kobe passed to Ron in game 7 of the finals because he was like 9 for 26 with them key rebounds he had.
Right?
Huh?
Is that when Ron hit a three?
Yeah. Ron, and then he kissed to the crowd.
Ron hit the three.
That's right.
Was different though. It was like a minute left. It wasn't like the game winning shot.
No, it wasn't. They were up 4. They pushed it to 7.
7. Yeah.
I'm of the ilk that you should always, if you're the superstar, you should always take that last second shot. That's just me.
I love go to hell ball, which is why I love Russ. But Russ go to hell ball is no basketball IQ to it. Like
that's true.
Russ is like. When you just play 2K on turbo, and you just like, nigga, I'm going to hole. Like, if the Lakers actually stay healthy and they find a way for it to work, they should be blowing niggas out. But I just don't like how LeBron, he just do corny shit. Every time I try to get on this nigga's side, he just do lame ass shit. If you're going to keep the tweet, stand behind that shit. You have 50 million followers. We saw it, nigga.
He basically said, like, keep that same energy.
Keep that same energy. My team is old. My team is slow. Please keep that narrative. I like nigga.
They are old.
Are y'all not old?
First off, them niggas not winning the title.
I ain't say they're going to win the title. But.
Them niggas ain't making it out the freaking West, but that's just me. When you said that's probably the best way to describe Russell Westbrook is go to hell ball with no basketball IQ.
No basketball IQ.
You know, I'm not sure what we're doing here. So Melo's good for a bucket, you know, but that's just, you know, that's Melo. I'm not expecting nothing crazy. AD is still AD. He's good.
LeBron, see, that's why I'm torn. That's why I'm torn. 7
years old. You know what I'm saying? LeBron is not. When there are times when AD was out and LeBron had a chance to put it on his shoulders against Phoenix and like drop like 50, he ain't dropped like 50. I'm like,
hey, but to
be fair,
because
he old.
To be fair, his ankle was on fire.
I don't hear that shit.
They were crowding the lane.
I'm gonna tell you why I don't want to hear that shit. No, I don't. I'm gonna tell you exactly why I don't want to hear that shit. He's putting them damn Dragon Ball Z memes on his Instagram. I'm awake now. All that other bullshit. The minute AD hurt his vagina, now you out here talking about, I'm slow. And this nigga want to lead the court while his team getting their ass kicked.
That was
everybody else sitting there, while y'all getting y'all ass beat, and you want to go to the fucking locker room. You the leader, nigga. You stay there, you take that ass whooping too.
He had to get up out of there.
And what happened, like, if you're going to lose, and I'm not expecting them to win the series without AD. I think that was a lot to expect.
They want to go win with AD.
Swinging, nigga. Go out swinging, bro. That's all I ask.
Like I said, of course, my opinion does not matter, but that freaking title in the bubble, I just do not care about. There's no such thing as an asterisk. There's no such thing as that. No such thing as an asterisk title. You win, you win. The fact that the Bucks won and there were injuries to the Nets, to the Lakers, and everybody else, it don't matter. It does not matter.
But I will, but in debates,
but I will say,
in debates, I will refer to the Mickey Mouse Championship.
It's the Mickey Mouse Championship. Niggas had TJ Warren taking off like he was a superstar. I'm like, this don't happen. This don't happen in the regular season.
That fraud, Jamal Murray.
You know what I'm saying? This don't happen in the regular season. In regular season, there are levels to how players are. When there are crowds there, like, so it's a fraud title to me.
I hate but to say it. Jimmy Butler, my man. Jimmy a bubble bro, buddy.
Like, look what happened. Like, look what happened to the Heat when they got in the
didn't win a game.
Bro, none. Sweat.
Didn't win a game. They got smoked.
You know what I'm saying? It was a bubble title that I'm just not going to really pay attention to. But of course, they won it. You know, when I saw AD crying, I'm like, is it the same thing though? Like, does it feel the same when you're sitting, basically you won the LA Fitness title?
Hell fucking yeah, nigga.
Yeah,
I can't imagine right, it's nigga. The same as winning a regular
nigga, that championship come out, it feel good, nigga.
Of course. All right.
If the Bears would have won last year with no crowds, you wouldn't have said shit.
Football's different though, man. It's because I said
but crowds in football still matter in the playoffs.
Come on, G, we not gonna do this.
Man, Arrowhead Stadium, 4th and 5.
People at the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl, not the playoffs.
I'm talking about those final games.
It was full of shit in the playoffs, G.
What?
It was full of shit in the damn playoffs, G. Niggas was in there.
You think Big Rog was letting that happen?
It was at least 40,000 niggas there.
There wasn't nobody there wasn't anybody in the Superdome when the Bears played the Saints in the playoffs this year.
For the Bears made the playoffs this year?
Yeah.
Oh shit, I didn't even know.
Yeah, I'll be forgetting too, to be honest. But yeah, we was in the playoffs.
I mean, that was early on. I feel like by the time like the conference rounds happened, the conference championship happened, I feel like they was letting niggas in.
Yeah, man.
Point being about this shit is like, yes, obviously Bron went here, there, whatever, played with these niggas, but this nigga never had to do that because you had the best nigga at your position for basically a decade on the team.
He never had to do that because his fucking front office was shit. Like,
who front office was shit?
Nigga, it's a damn shame that this offseason is the most active free agent offseason.
Jordan front office ain't, nigga, Kraus was very good.
Kraus was good at drafting niggas.
That's half of being a damn Kraus GM.
Look, I'm not saying Kraus is a bad GM. Let's not get this fucked up. But he wasn't.
Okay,
he did the bare minimum, bro.
How he do the bare minimum?
Because you got Scottie. Michael Jordan, bro.
I gave you Scottie and Horace. What the fuck else do you need to beat the Knicks?
Look, I'm not saying that those aren't great players. Horace Grant's a great player. Scottie Pippen, Hall of Fame player. I don't think he's top 50 anymore. If they redid that list.
Who, Scottie?
Yeah, if they redo that list like they should, he one of the names I'm taking out.
Come on, G. Stop that.
If they redo the top 50, Scottie's the name I'm taking out. Stop. Absolutely. Joe, do you agree with me?
Absolutely.
Stop.
Yes.
G. No way hell.
At least 25.
Ain't no way, bro.
This is why this nigga be on there talking crazy.
Bro, Joe, this is at least 25 to 30 names on that top 50 in 1997 coming off.
Let's look it up.
At least 30 names?
You're lying. No, Nick, stop, G. We have to stop doing this.
We've done this before. We've gone through the list, but I'm going to bring it right back up.
We have to stop doing this, G. We have to stop doing this.
I get an argument with Lotto about this all the time. You can't disrespect errors.
Okay.
You can't
I'm just going to name them off, yes or no, from both of you. All right,
cool.
Let's speed round. Kareem, of course.
Yes.
Yes.
Nate Archibald.
Yes.
No.
Come on, nigga. The first nigga to lead the league in points and
Nate Archibald.
I know. Paul or Reason.
No. Yes.
No.
Yes.
Charles Barkley.
Of course.
Yes. Yeah. Rick Barry. No.
Yes.
No.
What the fuck is wrong with y'all?
Rick Barry coming off.
Nigga, how? He was balling.
Rick Barry coming off that list, though.
Not happening.
What?
Elgin Baylor. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Hold on, nigga. So Elgin can say, but Rick can't.
Elgin Absolutely. Was harder than Rick.
Elgin was hard, bro.
Not really.
Elgin Baylor was harder.
He was harder than Rick.
Yes, he was.
They bought the same, nigga.
Nah, dog. Nah.
What?
Nah.
Let me just look up stats.
I'm not going off John Barry's father.
And Rick won a ring.
Nah, bro. Elgin Baylor is a career 27 points per game, bro.
And what is Rick?
23. Okay. Yeah, bro. Yeah.
It's still career 23 is crazy.
Man, I'll just stand there.
You know who averages more than Rick Barry? Zach LaVine.
Dave Bing.
Yes.
Yeah, you got to keep Dave. Man.
I don't remember.
So you go take Rick Barry out. See, now you're being prejudiced.
I am.
How you doing this?
I don't like white
ball. I respect that. That's fair. That's fair.
Dave Bing, yeah.
If your name ain't Luca or Larry Bird, I don't fuck with you.
Larry Bird, of course.
Will or Dirk. Or Dirk, my bad.
Larry Bird.
Oh,
yes.
Will Chamberlain.
Yes.
Fraud.
Even yes. though he's a fraud, yes.
He's a fraud, but okay. Bob Cousy. No.
Yes.
Nah, man.
His yes. impact, I guess, and his legendary status and what he did for the game, sure.
Kyrie better than Bob Cousy.
Absolutely.
Kyrie
I mean, but not, if you saw what that, if Kyrie if you saw ever did,
Bob. But like, gee, look at what Bob Cousy was doing in the fucking gee. Niggas was falling.
No, down. He had handles for segregation there.
Niggas was falling lie. Down on the floor, gee, on their knees trying to fucking steal the ball from that man.
Yeah, but other niggas got to make that list. I'm taking Cousy off.
That's, no, what I'm, that, that's take, my I'm only thing is that other people have to make
other it. Niggas got to get on, bro. Other niggas got to get
no,
on.
No, you can't take Cousy off. Bro.
Dave Cowens. He's
yes. I don't know who the fuck that is, so take him off.
Come on, no, nigga. He's
like a. He's like a career 17 and 13, which is good, but is that the greatest, you know, amongst the top 50 players of all
nigga,
time?
Who dude? Averages 17 and 13 for a career?
Rudy Gobert.
Hilarious.
Hall of Famer, nigga, exactly. And Rudy Gobert gonna be a fucking Hall of Famer when it's all said and done. Billy and I hope that nigga beat America.
Billy Cunningham.
I don't actually know who Billy Cunningham no. is.
Zane DeBusschere.
No, nah, fuck Dave DeBusschere. Knicks fans love that nigga. No,
Clyde Drexler.
Get that pretty boy out of here.
No, fuck Clyde Drexler.
I'm not going to hold
that nigga off the list.
I'm taking Clyde off.
I'm not going to hold you. I'm taking Clyde off.
Fuck Clyde off. I have never seen Clyde Drexler hoop and say, damn, that nigga got off. Ever. That is the weakest raw nigga ever. Fuck Clyde Drexler.
Dr. J.
Yeah.
Of course, Dr. J.
Yeah, I keep Dr. J.
Patrick Ewing.
Yeah.
Walt Frazier.
Nah.
Yeah. Nigga, what are you talking about?
Walk nah. coming off. Walk
come
coming off.
Walk coming off.
This is tripping.
I'm coming, just saying. Other niggas got to make it, bro. Other niggas got to make it.
That's my main point. Since the list came out, there
if
are
you
so
borderline,
many people.
You getting taken off.
He not borderline,
he's borderline, G.
No, he's not.
He borderline. A career 18, 5, and 6. You're coming off, nigga. A per 19.1.
Those are Luau Deng numbers, bro.
Nigga.
Those are Luau Deng
17,
numbers.
7-time All-Defense, 6-time All-NBA.
Oh, hey,
2-time champ.
Nice.
Who?
I said, hey, look, I'm on TV, Fox 32.
He was on TV.
What's my question to Jimmy Graham? I'm sorry, you know, real niggas do real things. George Gervin, of course.
Yeah, Iceman, you got to stay on.
Got to keep the Iceman. Hal Greer, no. John Havlicek.
Yes.
I'm as much as I hate, as much as I hate, yes.
I'll keep Havlicek on that.
As much as I hate, yeah. Elvin Hayes.
No.
Yes. Come on, nigga.
That's a tough one. I'm gonna say no.
Yes,
no.
Bro.
No.
I'm gonna say no. Yes,
this nigga
no.
Pav love all these old niggas, boy.
I believe Lord. Pav knows all of their stats.
Nigga, all at the back of his hand.
You know what I'm saying? So I know he hears them and goes, I know what this is. But I mean, he's like a career 21 points per game.
That's crazy.
Like, he a career 21-12. I don't know.
I got five people on my list right now who missed. I got five missing.
I have about five as well. So Magic Johnson, come on now.
Of course, yeah.
Sam Jones, no.
Yes.
No.
I've actually watched Sam Jones hoop. He nigga can hoop.
I've watched Sam Jones with you before, nigga. When
you had to jump.
No. I don't know, man.
He had a jumper,
take him off. Take him off.
He had a jumper, G.
Take him off. No.
He had a jumper, G.
Take him off.
Michael Jordan, come on now. We don't even need to say anything.
Should be Michael Jordan times 49.
Basically, he should take up every spot. Yeah, Jerry Lucas.
No. Yes.
No. Karl Malone.
Yes.
For his crimes against humanity, no.
No, but for his ball, yeah.
Moses Malone.
Yeah.
Pete Maravich. No.
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 Yes,
nigga.
Yes, you got to keep the pistol
off.
On there.
Take him off. Take him
off.
Got
to keep the pistol.
Yeah, so his career was so short compared to these other people. And all you niggas know him as doing like a behind the back.
They can play that same highlight in every NBA old montage.
And the behind the back was like the most craziest thing niggas ever seen. Like, oh crap, what this nigga
actually,
just do?
Okay. All right. To be fair, Pete Maravich probably shouldn't have been on the list at first in the like first place, but I understand why he was. The nigga was balling. The nigga was giving you like 31.
Yeah, he's just a terrible. But the only problem is his efficiency was crap. Like he averaged 31 yet, but 40% shooting. No. That's just value. But okay, next one, Kevin McHale.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. George Mikan. No, but
no.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You kind of have to.
Take
you
gotta that put white George man Mike off.
In. You kind of have to.
Take that white man off.
Earl the Pearl Monroe.
Yes.
Yeah, Earl. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I keep on there.
Hakeem Olajuwon. So
yes.
Shaq was on this list?
Yeah, he was. That's how hard Shaq was. Year
Jesus,
four.
That's
year
what
five.
I'm saying.
Year five, nigga. Niggas
year five was like, we've seen enough. We've seen enough. Robert Parrish. No.
Yes. No.
Nah,
he shouldn't be on the list. Chief shouldn't be on the list.
Take Chief off.
Yeah, about Chief.
Take Chief off, dog.
Bob Pettit.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you keep bipedal.
Scott, man. Stop lying.
Yeah, all I keep bipedal now. Scottie Pippen, no.
Take him off.
Take him off. Willis take him Reed. Off.
Pip, take him off. I'm sorry.
I'm keeping Pip.
Pip got to stay. He's coming off.
Willis Reed. Off.
Yes. Yeah,
Willis Reed is on there.
Oscar Robertson, of course. Yes. Big O. David Robinson, of course.
Yes.
Bill Russell, of course.
Yes.
Dolph Schayes.
No.
Yes.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Come no. Yes. Bill Sharman.
No.
I actually don't even know Bill Sharman. Exactly.
Yes, I surprised him. I would say no. John Stockton. Yeah.
Yes.
Isaiah Thomas.
Yeah.
Yes. Nate Thurman.
Yes.
Wes Unseld.
Yes.
Yeah. Bill Walton.
Nah, I'm taking Bill off.
I'm taking Bill Walton off.
Nigga, stop lying.
Bill MVP, come
bro.
Off.
MVP.
He had 2 years.
MVP,
he had 2 years.
MVP.
He had 2 years.
MVP.
MVP. You're not putting Derrick Rose on there. Derrick Rose had a better career than Bill Walton.
You're lying.
No, I'm not.
His height was not higher than Bill Walton's.
Come on now.
Exactly. Exactly. And he got titles. I think Bill Walton actually got two. And he got a 6 year.
I thought he had two back-to-back titles. I thought it was two back-to-back titles, two MVPs.
Nah, I think one title, and then he got one with the Celtics. Yeah, in like 85.
Right. Two-time NBA champion, NBA Finals MVP, one MVP, two-time All-Star. Nope, take him off.
I saw enough. Bill Walton got to come off, though.
Jerry West.
Bill Walton. Yes.
Jerry staying on there.
Lenny Wilkins.
Take him off. Lenny Wilkins is a great coach. Player, I'm taking that nigga off.
He was a good player, though.
James Worthy.
Yeah. Ah.
No.
No. Man. I'm taking big game off. I'm taking big game.
He was a slasher. He was a slasher.
If Scotty got to come off, big game got to come off.
He was a slasher.
Woody said, first of all, this thing is a career 17 points per game and 5 rebounds. You're getting off my list. You're getting off my list. He has averaged 20 points 4 times in his career.
He was
you're getting off my list. Was that you, Jonathan? I put it on Twitter. I said I watched the tape an entire game of Jerry West, and I waited for this nigga to shoot a jumper. I was like, what's happening?
James Worthy jump shot. Yeah,
I think it was 3 minutes into the second quarter when he took a jumper. I was like, nope. So yeah. How many people does that Scott? 8, 9?
14.
14 people we took off?
For mine.
And I pretty much agree with you. I think I had 13 because I disagree with one. I can't remember who. So you have to put 13 people in.
Okay, so that's all.
Top of your head, put somebody in there.
Okay, LeBron James, Kevin Durant,
Kobe Bryant.
Steph Curry. KG.
Tim Duncan. Dirk.
Dirk is going in there. Yes,
he is. I'm thinking I have Steve Nash in my head. Sorry.
Steve Nash is fair. Steve Nash.
Chris Paul. Let's take Steve Nash. Let's put Chris Paul in there for now. Was that 8?
Yeah.
Nine. Okay, that's 9. So
Dwight Howard?
Yeah. Dwight going in there. Yeah, I'm putting Dwight in there.
Dwight Howard.
I'm putting Dwight in there.
James Harden. Oh, so you motherfuckers want to lie now.
James Harden. You're right. James Harden.
I'll put Harden. That's 11.
Allen Iverson.
That's 10 for me. Allen Iverson.
12.
Allen Iverson.
Jason Kidd. That's 13.
That's 12 for me.
Russell Westbrook.
You got to put Russ in there.
There we go.
So, yeah, that's fair.
Shit, Kawhi.
Nah.
No.
Niggas.
Nope.
Not happening.
Kawhi don't get no love?
Nope. Nope. He get the Scottie Pippen treatment. Nope.
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. Nope. Kawhi be getting real murdered, dog.
He's better than Pip, though, G. Nope. He's better than Pip.
You see, we let Kawhi slide because he don't talk. That's exactly what he don't say shit. So there's nothing to pin on that nigga.
Exactly. You can go back and find LeBron tweets, even if they cryptic and say, yeah, nigga, and point that out. But
yeah.
Or KD and his multiple
Damn, we ain't putting Dwayne Wade in there.
Oh shit.
Oh yeah. We gotta take off though.
Dwight we gotta Howard. Take somebody off.
Take yeah, Dwight, Dwight. Howard off.
Yeah, I'm sitting Dwight.
I'm putting
Wade in there.
Yeah. No Melo, bro. No Melo. No Stay Melo.
No.
Nah.
I don't know. I honestly might want to take out Chris Paul for D Wade.
Nah, Chris Paul gotta be on there.
I think Dwight's had a better career than Chris Paul.
Actually, that's fair. Dwight do have a championship. Has
never been named the best at nothing.
Dwight does have a championship, and Dwight did lead his team to a final.
And 4 DPOIs.
Okay, I'm with you.
Chris Paul has never been named the best at nothing.
I will never.
How many defensive player of the years did Dwight have?
Four. And three of them was in a row.
You won three of them in a row, nigga.
Okay, yeah, I'm tripping. Dwight, yeah. We'll take CP3 off.
There we go.
But did we keep Steve Nash on? Take Steve Nash off.
No, Steve Nash back to back MVP.
Nah, he shouldn't. He shouldn't.
But Chris Paul was dominating for such a long time.
Okay,
one of those should have been Kobe's, but that we'll talk. One of them, I'll give it to him. One of them should have been Kobe's.
Not really.
Not really, bro.
Absolutely.
Amari got hurt that year, and they won the exact same amount of games. Not the way they
vote MVP. I'd have gave the first one to Shaq, but that's just
fuck out of here. You wouldn't get the first one.
I'd have
gave the first one to Shaq. That nigga averaged 20 and 11. Get the fuck out of here.
That's weak for Shaq.
Weak ass numbers, nigga.
He made them a champion.
Everything after Ben Wallace blocked that nigga shot, don't count a Shaq. You know what block I'm talking about.
In the finals?
No, nigga, I'm talking about that nigga was with Miami. And that nigga Ben Wallace cuffed his shit and threw that nigga on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
That block.
I remember that shit. Yeah, so there we go. We just redid the top 50 in record time. So it's not 30. It was about 15. About 15. That's fair. Yeah. But let's get to our next topic, man. Let's talk about this Locks Dipset battle, which
you want
to
call that a battle?
It's still Dipset, boy. You know it's Dipset, nigga. I ain't changing, nigga.
It's still Dipset, by the way.
It's still the Dips.
By the way, a lot of niggas was lying about the Dipset impact because the Locks won. What did the nigga say? It was a moment. I was like, get the fuck out. It was legit gangs.
No disrespect to him. His name is Tommy Jones. Okay. Twitter. Him and Sam would have Sam had me crying. Sam was like, what did he say? What did he say?
He said, are you 40?
He said something
with all due respect. Something like that.
He said, you're from like Colorado or something, correct? Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm like, come on.
Okay. Okay, wait, to be fair, right? So I would say
Sam had a good point. He's like, nigga, if you're not from New York, don't comment. I was like, that's a good point. That's a good point.
Cause I was talking to some like New York niggas about the Locks. And like they was explaining something to me, like, nah, nigga, you don't understand, bro. You wasn't like, dude. Like, I was talking to a nigga like from the Bronx, like my homie from the Bronx. He was like, bro, you don't understand. Like, they shot the Money, Power, Respect video in front of my like building, like we saw them all the time, like what they did for New York and shit. Cause like to me, the Locks, like I never really realized the Locks were on that many records.
Nah, I knew that. First of all, shout RIP my nigga John Ring. He put me on the Locks. Though the first time I heard "We Are the Streets," nigga, I wish I never heard
that shit.
You are robbing yourself.
What did you say?
You never heard "We Are the Streets."
I was never like, yo, I gotta go play the Locks. Like, nigga, I don't.
We Are the Streets is Body and DMX second album.
I'm crying at Cameron when they were playing. Was it a?
Yo, I love Cam. Are we in the Cam army? Cam was heating. He's like, oh, we in the fucking army. Are we in the fucking army?
I think because of the lack of chemistry with Dipset. On top of that, them niggas kind of still hate each other.
Yeah, ain't no kind of. Outside of Jim Jones, and he really don't fuck with. Like, he beef with Jim Jones and Juelz all the time. Freaky is nigga, but.
Oh, Freaky, he still his guy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like I said, Freaky, you ain't gonna rap. Freaky, you ain't gonna rap.
My problem is like when we listen to the beef between Jay-Z and Cameron, niggas like talk about them diss records. I'm like, they're not good diss records. It's just funny. It's hilarious. Like,
you gotta love it.
It was a great diss record, bro.
You gotta love it.
It's funny. It's funny. You were born in 1977. What do you say?
That mean you 46.
He said you still in Frankie Lyman's bars.
That's funny. It's not a diss. It's not a good diss.
This is not funny.
Funny.
A good diss is like freaking Back Down, Takeover, Ether. Those are actual disses.
Ether was funny though.
Yeah, but he was actually rapping.
He said you stole from Biggie. He made two albums. You wild.
Like, come on. That's funny.
And then at the end, he played Beyonce's hook off his album. He said, yep, we got him.
You stole from Biggie. He made two albums. You wild. That's funny.
That's just funny.
That's
not
a bar though.
But that's not actual diss.
Okay, but it was way better than Jay's diss back. Big Hole was terrible.
My point wasn't who won. My point was what makes us our perception jaded between the Locks and Dipset is because Jadakiss was heating them the entire night. Like when he was like, "It's good, but it's not enough." I'm like, come on, bro.
They don't know this song. We in New York, right?
I don't live in Colorado.
Who lives in Colorado, Jadakiss?
I don't know. Who lives in Colorado? Cam does live in Miami, though.
I will say, first of all, shout out to the lame niggas. Like, oh, I said you couldn't do the Chicago. Niggas are scrap. Scrap? Oh, y'all will shoot. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, nigga, shut up.
Niggas would shoot, though.
Depending on the niggas, niggas would shoot.
Fight more than they shoot. That's just fact. Right, niggas be getting stumped out, and then they probably get killed after that. But niggas
post 2008, niggas shooting.
Niggas is shooting.
Niggas is getting, like, if we were doing, like, I don't know. I couldn't think of a 90s Chicago rap besides Twista. But if you're doing one of them, and you're doing one of them, you have, let's say it's Twista versus
definitely shooting at a Crucial Conflict show.
Crucial Conflict versus Do or Die. You couldn't talk the way niggas talk to each other like New York niggas. New York niggas are very
those are authentic West Side niggas. What are you talking about?
It's not even that. I mean, the Locks and the Dipset are authentic niggas too.
But they New York niggas have
a that's what I'm talking about. New York niggas are disrespectful when they talk. That's just their style. And like you like taking like a bandana off Juelz's head, that's never cool. I'd have stumped Jadakiss out. You know what I'm saying? Like, no. This is, they were laughing like he's my big brothers. You know, we like no, ain't no respect, nigga. Meet the tech. Ain't no respect. You gonna have to
ain't no respect. Meet the tech.
You know I thought you was gonna keep going. That was a bar.
Yeah, it was. I thought we was gonna get some old school young
nigga
flows.
Back to young flows.
I was a terrible
moving
rapper.
Mo O's.
No, you were not a terrible rapper.
Catch me on your block, copping Mo O's. This Sierra.
You said a lot of lies.
For those of you who don't know, rap, I used to rap. My name was Young Flows, which is why my name is Flows now. I named my nickname was
Mike
like,
gave you that name.
No, my name was Young Flows.
No, I know, but Mike shortened it, remember?
That's right. He just started calling
me
Flows.
He's the first one to call you Flows.
And like, it's still niggas now who still just call me Flows. Like, I know, like, Mike does not call me Joe. No. Flows, what's going on? Like, most
Mike ain't called you Joe since, like, 2004.
You know what I'm saying? But I used to rap, and I used to talk about I was selling drugs and you know, being a gang member, and like, come on now. It was full lies. But Catch Me on Your Block, copping Mo O's in Sierra, fire.
Yeah, that was
however, hard. That makes it sound like I'm a drug fiend. Copping Mo O's on the block. Maybe if I'm going to a freaking connect, I don't know. I was 15 years old. I didn't know anything about O's. I didn't know what an O meant.
But this is what I learned from this battle. Two things. One, this is where you kind of gotta give Puff credit because Puff, you know, he does artist development. You could tell that
I ain't know the Locks was gonna whoop his ass. I didn't.
Oh, nigga, they was finna fuck him up, bro. They was finna fuck up. But this, the Locks had showmanship, bro. They had a better set. Like, they came prepared. They had a better set, and they fucking performed. Like it was a concert. You can tell Dipset don't talk to each other.
Also, they records just sound better. Like, Dipset shit wasn't even mixed half the damn time.
That's my point. That's Bad Boy. That's Bad Boy shit.
True.
Bad Boy shit. Because I'm not gonna get that credit to Rough Riders, because a lot of DMX records would not mix well. So I'm not gonna give that credit to Rough Riders, but Bad Boy showed niggas like that was like the school, like to come out prepared, and that's what the Locks did. And you can tell the Locks are friends. Them niggas been friends since fucking grammar school.
Dude,
the Dipset don't fuck with each other.
I listened to an interview. It was like, man, how long have y'all known each other? It was like, niggas since like birth. Like, we went to the same schools, played on the same football team after college. I don't know which one of them niggas went to college. I'm intrigued.
Sheik
went to college.
I think he played football.
You could tell because low key that
he
nigga
big
was
ass nigga,
big ass nigga.
Yeah. But low key his bars was also he used to cook them niggas.
Sheik is the most underrated
he used
member.
To cook the niggas.
Like niggas always talk about kissing Styles, but
Styles is the most overrated nigga in the Locks.
He is.
That being said, his overrated is like niggas' careers, like all time great careers, because he's still one of the coldest lyric niggas to ever rap. But between the three, it's Jada, Sheik, and Styles to me. Like Jada
is the most underrated rapper in history of hip hop.
Bro, he does not have a bad verse.
By far.
Like, go listen to the Major Look remix is still one of my favorite verses I've ever heard of.
Luda got off too, though.
No, bro.
My bullets make you do a deep tissue massage, nigga. What?
Trash. Jada evaporated that nigga, bro. Jadakiss,
I don't know if
evaporated
I
first nigga to cook bass on a forming grill.
First of all, both of them niggas watch Nas. Let's just get that out the way.
Yeah, Nas. I don't know what Nas was doing on that record, but Jadakiss, what is it? He said, you can't stand Kiss coming through the hood in the Aston Vanquish, the color of dandruff. They say we jumped them. I just let the gun snuff them. Cop Peter Turbo soon as they uncuff them. This goes out to all of your mans. Why put you in a verse when I could put you in a car in a van? Bruh, so freaking fire. He didn't rely on punchlines to make him cold. The nigga just had bars, bro.
That's why it took me a while to realize Jadakiss was actually really cold. Because it was the punchline era. Now it was the punchline era.
Nigga, I love
Jadakiss. Gangsters don't die, they get chubby and move to Miami.
Like, even
he said, made you look the remix with me up on it. I copped your shit. Now I break weed up on it. Bro.
Even Hov has some weak ass verses, but I've literally never heard a weak ass Jadakiss verse.
Never heard
of
a weak Jadakiss verse.
Ever.
Never heard of a weak Jadakiss verse.
Like, this nigga spit hard on R&B joints. That nigga said, y'all niggas don't like bitches. This nigga Jake is like, we got Grammys. These niggas only know what a Gram look like.
I've only heard Jadakiss get washed one time. It was by Lil Wayne. It was probably
he cooked that nigga on Death Wish. He cooked that nigga on Death Wish.
Oh, Wayne cooked him.
Cooked that nigga on Death Wish.
That is the only time. And Jada's verse was great.
put a nigga in a can like a beverage. The nigga rhymed his whole verse with Wish. G, he cooked that nigga.
He low key did rhyme.
That was a whole year where Wayne was just,
I be on that way left shit. What he said, better get
right or get left shit.
Better hit right or get left hit. Even if you threw the best pitch, yes, bitches, Weezy F bitch. Yeah, he was
Wayne's actual albums were whatever, but there was a year when that nigga features was just like
unstoppable.
Why were you putting him on there, bro? Like,
just I'm ridiculous. High above you, above law, above average. Nigga snitching, put niggas in a can, like, a beverage. Like a
beverage.
I pop at your head, fuck up her memory. I put a bullet in Nina's head and let her reminisce. Yeah.
But it's like, it, to me, it didn't, I don't think this battle, like, disrespected Dipset. It just really just showed how underrated Lox was.
Yeah.
I will say, I have been listening. I've been playing hella Jadakiss. I played, like, some Lox records. But it also made me go back and, like, realize, like, how much I used to really love Dipset. Nigga, Crunk Music? Cameron went mad.
I played that
halfway through Crunk Music.
I played that this morning.
What, Looty, what I usually do.
This stop that jump, stop, breathe. Stop, breathe. Hootie, hootie, hootie. Pats in the trunk. Pat, pat, pat. I'm the menace. Owe me money.
Tat, tat, tat. What the fuck?
And the nigga said, who was rhyming like Jada in that video? Streets,
you just hear whoop, whoop, wet, wet, beep, 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 beep.
The nigga who was trying to rhyme like doing a parody of Cameron, he had like a mink coat. He's like, oatmeal was better than no meal. Mink coat made out of roadkill.
But niggas don't know Cam changed his flow so he could sell records.
Yeah.
Like, Cam used to not rap like that.
What was the something of the fire?
Confession of the Fire?
Yeah.
That's a completely different rapper than what he became. He became like a caricature. Oh, he became a character. He took on a persona. And
but Cam, like you said, Joe, that Cam is, he's older now, because Cam on the mic, pipe, prime Cam would have never got roasted like that.
No.
That nigga was like the Rock on the mic doing the Dipset day. He said, you know,
untouchable.
He's like, he said, what you want me to do? Jay-Z stabbed him because he loved her. He said,
this ain't SOBs, nigga.
he said, y'all niggas the greatest side dishes ever.
You niggas is peas and macaroni. You the greatest side dishes ever. That was funny because, like, he wasn't like, he was like, nigga, you playing all these features.
Yeah.
You playing all these features.
It'd be funny because hood niggas don't be knowing the rules of verses. Like, you can
play like three songs in a row. Like, gee, what is this?
Gee, them niggas were yelling for like five. I'm like, y'all niggas are 40, G. Y'all niggas are 40. No, but what did they call that nigga? They said, Juelz off that rock.
What did they say?
He looked, Styles looked at that nigga and said, Juelz off that rock.
There was a point in time where,
oh shit,
Styles like was trying to take Cameron's shoes off.
Yeah. Cameron kicked him. I was like,
Styles was about to poke him.
No, but see, no, all them niggas are friends, bro. Like, that's why at the end, I like how they all got together and announced the tour, which I'm not going to. There's not enough metal detectors in the world for me to go to a Lox Dipset show.
I mean, in LA, it'd be decent, G.
It's not, they're not coming to LA.
Oh, they not?
They not,
Bro.
It's too fucking warm out here.
I'm intrigued as what is.
You really don't want to hear Dipset Lox in warm weather. I'm going to be real.
What is the,
Dipset Lox make cold weather music.
Like, what is the effect of, what is like the effect that the Lox and Dipset have on young New Yorkers? Like someone like 22 G's age of Fabio Foreign. Do these niggas still like
Dipset? Well, probably
Fabio Foreign is our age, nigga. So they have influence.
Fabio's
31.
Yeah.
Shitting, what the fuck? How old was Pop Smoke?
Pooping.
Pop was young.
Like 20?
Pop 21. Was like 20, 21.
When Fabio, I think down he was 20 actually. But
Fabio Foreign.
Fabio get that away with a lot of trash bars.
Shitting. Pooping,
shitting, pooping. So yeah, Pop Smoke was 20 years old. Damn,
I'm in the club with 100,000 niggas.
I'm in the club with 100,000.
Fabio was 31 years old. Why would you say click with Pop Smoke, nigga? Why are you all gang banging together?
That's OG.
He should have been your OG. That nigga was really he's like super GDK, and I forgot what happened. He tried to do a show or try to get love somewhere, and nigga was like, what you think you're doing, nigga? GDK is a national. GD is a national gang. What do you think you're doing? You got on a song with King Von.
Dirk said he not dissing nobody.
Yeah, because they kept murdering all his homies. Because he kept saying that shit, bro. Stop, like, get off that, bro.
He said he bringing it to him.
Not nah, it's like so what? Like bro,
what did
it,
Dirk say? Like,
Dirk said he's not dissing dead people no more.
It just be so many unnecessary bars.
No, nah, I said cause so many he said cause so many people died, that's why he stopped him.
It just be so many like bro. This nigga said on like a fucking Lil Baby song, I got so high, it felt like Tuka coming. What you own, bro? Leave them niggas alone. Dude.
This how I knew I was old. They put this nigga Pat put that bar in the group chat and I was like, who the fuck is Tuka?
Nigga, what you know who Tuka is?
No, I legitimately didn't.
Tuka is like I want to say his death is the start of a lot of shit in Chicago.
When he died?
Yeah, like 2010?
Yeah.
Damn, they been dead that long?
Yeah, it's like, yes. Leave that nigga alone, bro. Stop Tuka doing
was
that.
Tuka Duck's brother? Or cool
yeah.
Duck? Tuka was Duck's brother.
Duck's brother.
Is, you know, is FBG. EBT is literally Eberhardt. That's literally the gang literally outside of the church. And Gyro City was another set outside of the church. And you know, John Ren was with Gyro City, of course, is because we got John Ren in the studio. He was like, "Young Gyro City," and me and Scott had the fuck.
That,
whoa! What made you go with that verse?
What made you go with that verse?
No. We was like, man, take that. Larry's like, no, that shit hard, nigga.
He kept it on.
That nigga Larry kept that shit. I was like, nigga, add that out. No, fuck that, nigga. That shit hard.
And that what year was that? 2000?
Like 06, bro. That was like 06, 05, 05.
Yeah, Gyro City is an old term.
Yeah, old shit, old bro.
They still around though, but. I was saying that those cliques beefed with, and it's so funny how these are very, very like in terms of distance, these niggas are not far at all. For those who do not know how close Eberhardt and King Drive are. What is
it's
it?
A block it's, over, right?
It's, yeah, it's King block Drive, over, then what's the block in between it, right behind it?
Vernon.
And then it's Eberhardt. Yeah. That's literally it.
Vernon is never a block you want to be, y'all.
Yeah, now Vernon was when niggas
don't even sound like it.
Yeah, that's when niggas was banging heavy. But then there's O-Block. And yeah.
We used to really be out there longer than we should.
In the trenches, nigga.
In the trenches, bro. We'd be out there to like.
Having a good ass time.
Having a good time, bro.
Bro, on the
nigga, sitting on the porch, nigga.
Go home.
Sitting on the porch with niggas I know had bodies. You know, sitting on the porch with.
And I thought I was one of the hardest niggas on planet Earth,
bro.
You could not tell me
because we looked at John Wren as he's family. He's family. Yeah, he's like this my big cousin, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nobody gonna touch me. I'm with John Wren, nigga. What you? You know what I'm saying? Everybody had love for John Wren in his set. So we were stupid though, because niggas could have came up there and packed all of us up. You know what I'm saying? We used to go to the corner,
and there'll be a little moments where we'd be quiet out of John's come out like, "What's up?" Just outside, be like, "What's going on?"
And I remember because it was some dudes who came to our church, and they were new. They were from around, and they was like, "We gonna get some McDonald's." And John was like, "From where?" "Oh, that one. I think it's one on like King Drive." "All right, y'all gonna come home butt ass naked with your shoes, with your shoes and your socks only."
Well, what's funny though, you have some of the hardest niggas in church, but whenever they talk to our dad, they'd be like super respectful.
They love pops. it's so many niggas that were used to be inside of the church at one point in time. I forgot one of Von's family members who lived over there was in the church, came to church a few times. I don't know if Von ever was. I know Ducks, few of Ducks' family came into the church a few times. Niggas was just, you know.
I mean, niggas
you didn't realize half of these niggas would grow up and get packed up or went to jail. Like, that shit is crazy. Like, the drill scene lost a whole generation of rappers, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, niggas was getting killed off top. So, I go, somebody's talking about, man, I like New York drill better.
Keith survived.
Shout out to Keith, bro. Don't ever come
Keith
back.
Keith was smart, though. That nigga just moved the fuck
Keith
away.
Keith has smart people around.
Shout out Peter Pan.
He got Peter around him, right?
You know, Peter, that nigga that got him, right?
I love Peter. Peter don't remember shit, but I remember when we was at T birthday party, Peter was like, "Oh, Scott, man, I ain't heard seeing you in a while. What's your number?" I'm like, "Nigga, I've had the same number since 2008.
You got my number."
He was like, "Oh, just text me." He texted me like this pan, and my phone said Peter at the time, like, "Nigga, I got your number, bro."
Damn, Calvin Johnson looks skinny now. He is, you know, it's funny when he first retired, I thought he would come back. He's never going to come back.
But he still hates the Lions.
He is his career stats in that amount of time is insane. But anyway, so yeah, like the drill scene lost a lot of niggas. When niggas talk about, "Oh man, Brooklyn drill scene was better," I'm like, bro, niggas, first of all, entire style, niggas adopted Chicago slang in a way that I ain't seen since New York. You know what I mean?
Nigga, like when niggas saying like regular terminology. Thots,
you know what I'm saying? Tatiana, that's all Chicago. Chicago had a movement for a long time, and everything else flowed from that. I watched the UK drill documentary. They're like, "Man, before this all started, what were y'all listen to?" You know, bruv, we would listen to Chief Keef, L.A. Capone, Duck, and that's all these niggas was listening to. They was listening to nothing but drill artists, nigga. And that's how they got started. And then when UK Drill got started, Brooklyn Drill came from that. Schmurder even would say they were influenced by Chief.
Yeah, by Keith. It's time for Dirt to get off that shit, bro. Like, you got records with Drake. You're actually one of the biggest rappers in the world now. You don't have to do this, bro.
I never thought that would happen.
On top of that, man, he got kids, bro. He's older now.
You don't have to. Nigga, you 30. He about to be 30.
Like, damn near 30, bro.
He 29, I think.
First of all, even though he foo-foo and because he a BD, I will say that. I will say that the man is 28 years old. He turns 29 this year. Bro, I want to see as many of them niggas just leave. I'm so happy he's gone. Like, and
but
I wish
he's getting this shit. This nigga ran his crib in Atlanta. Like, niggas, stop, bro.
I hated the fact that Von just kept going back to the O. He kept going back to O Block. The nigga had freaking Tim Anderson up there, bro. Like, he was still.
He had TA in on O Block. By the way, not a good decision.
Not a good decision.
Not
a good idea. Not
cleared
by
Rick Hahn and the Chicago White Sox.
There wasn't no security there either. It was.
But see, TA from Alabama though. Like that.
On top of that, this O Block though. This O Block is, if y'all know, is an enclosed project. So
yeah,
niggas from another hood ain't.
Remember the pit from the wire.
Yeah, niggas from another hood ain't running up in there. Like when 6ix9ine took a picture outside of O Block, he was literally outside of O Block. If he ran into the middle of O Block, they would have stumped that nigga to death. So TA was TA was
TA was out here 4 a.m.
I know TA was bird chirping. TA was cool out there, but I mean, I hope he had someone. I didn't see no security. Why am I seeing bears getting smoked by Calvin Johnson right now?
Who was he fucking up? Peanut Tillman.
Who's 35? I don't remember.
What you want with Peanut, G?
Fuck Peanut. Number one,
Nathan Vasher?
Nah, Nathan was 31.
Okay.
Nathan was all right.
How does Hall so fire, bro? Like with everything in there, but also realize how much of their Hall of Fame players were a long time ago. Eons ago. You look at it, it's like all the Bears Hall of Fame players. I'm like, this is all black and white, my nigga. I only see Urlach up here. So, but yeah, anyway. Back to what I was saying, Drill lost a lot of niggas, and that's just a shame when you think about it. Like, I can name 20 niggas who dead. Yeah. I don't know any other rap scene in the city where I can name 20 dead niggas. And they dropping still to this day.
Jacksonville. Them niggas is wild in Jacksonville.
What's
them
your niggas name? Who's Young and Ace? Young and Ace, he was the nigga who said, who I smoke
baby, and actually made actual niggas.
I know.
Tiki.
And he was real cool with Von was one of his closest friends. Which is crazy.
Yeah, I think they got the same manager or some shit, I think.
Yeah, and they became like, and then he was saying, man, I hate being friends because this shit like this happens. He got in he went to like a steakhouse for one of his brother's birthday.
And they killed everybody in the car.
They killed everyone in the car but him.
But apparently, dude who did the Fantasia joint was one of the niggas who did it.
Yeah. Well, one of his ops. I don't think he did one of his ops.
Yeah.
And that song was freaking.
The funniest, it's not funny, but the other part about it, they niggas printed out the news report, put it on the thing, and fucking in the video, he holding up the niggas. That's that nigga's brothers.
Bro, he got a freaking big place card, like he's at a sign at a freaking wrestling match.
Of dead niggas,
and went to their grave, or went to their memorial and made a video. That's a level, on a Fantasia beat, that's a level of disrespectful that is just incomprehensible.
Now we smoking 23. Like, she what you old. That's a real human, bro.
Yeah, man. But I guess my last topic I want to talk about. We finna get in our cousin Jeff bag, by the way. So I like to really hear y'all opinion on this because y'all are more politically savvy than I am. But I watched this documentary on Obama on HBO Max. It's like a three-part documentary. Let me look up the actual title of this just in case anybody.
Is it authorized by him?
He's not on it. No, he's not on it. Yeah, it's definitely no, because they talked about like the race part of it, which I knew he didn't authorize. Obama in Pursuit of a More Perfect Union. So it's a three-part documentary basically about his upbringing all the way up to his entire term. And it interviews everybody in his camp pretty much. There's no interviews from him or his family or shit like that. But it kind of gives like a different perspective to how black people didn't really always 100% accept him on the come up. Then he became like the people's leader when he was running for president, and how black people were mad that he didn't do enough for them in his presidency. So question I have for y'all is, what do you think is the appropriate way to look at Obama's presidency besides more than just him being a symbol for you know, first black president ever?
He's a war criminal. I think when it comes to Obama, like, I don't want to play whataboutism is a fallacy. Well, yeah, he bombed niggas, but what about Putin and all that? Every politician of every head of every country, unless you're freaking Sweden,
blew some niggas up.
You know, is a war criminal. That's the truth. Every leader of every country is a war criminal. That's, I'm not even joking. Unless you're like Sweden and Norway, because them niggas don't do nothing. Unless you're them niggas that you're New Zealand, then you're probably not involved in that. But everybody else is a war criminal. And Obama didn't change that. He worked within the confines of Western civilization, and Western civilization is a colonial civilization. It's an imperial civilization. Now, it does not actively conquer civilizations or countries like it did before, but it still has, like, for instance, territories. It has a place like Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico is a country of its own, but it's a territory. The people are considered American citizens, but they can't vote for president. And there has never been a race to make them a state or make them an independent nation. And so he still upholds the values of imperial America. That being said, which is a lot to say, that being said about, I think his time as president was one of the best times of a U.S. president, because I think he genuinely wanted to do right by all Americans. You know what I'm saying? Which was probably his problem. He wanted to make sure that he was helping people. He was helping American people. So he wasn't helping Iraqis, nigga, that's for sure. He wanted to make sure that he was helping American people, and he wanted to make sure that people were insured, that they had adequate access to medicine, to food. And for that, I totally respect him. The nigga, he didn't get the presidency. He got the presidency because he was black, because niggas voted for him because he was black. But his qualifications, I mean, he's more qualified than most presidents in the history of the United States. The only person more qualified than him was probably Biden, because Biden's been a politician for forever, literally since like the freaking 70s. But I say, if you put aside the imperialism, which is a lot, I still think he's one of the greatest American presidents. Because nobody, I don't think anybody cared as much about their fellow man as any other president. Like, when you go back behind,
from the black people side of it, though.
I mean, what more did you want for the nigga to do? Did you want him to get reparations? It's never gonna happen. Black folks just gotta realize we're not gonna get reparations, because there's like, we were did wrong by the United States. We were treated inhumanely. We were enslaved against our will. And when we got out of enslavement, you all did not set us up with the same things that you set other races up with. We were given nothing. Reconstruction lasted, like, how many years was Reconstruction?
I think 20, wasn't it?
20 years, and everything was negated after Reconstruction. Everything was negated. When we tried to do well in certain cities across the world, as we infamously know, Black Wall Streets, we were killed for it.
Came in
after, you know, that. And then Jim Crow came in. You know, some black folks want to go back to, they like, some black folks will tweet like, oh man, biggest mistake was segregation. You should have kept segregation. I'm like, you know how stupid that shit sounds? It's a two little white man. You want to, so I just can't go chill with my homie because he's white? That's what segregation is. We're not involved in the same spaces, and it's stupid. So that being said, yeah, Obama was did a lot for black folks, but he did a lot for poor folks. He did a lot for poor folks from an American perspective. There's much more he could do. You know, he could have, of course, I've got a communist at heart, so he ain't really do much in that comparison. But from an American president standpoint, he did a lot. I mean, Obamacare is just one of them. I am a beneficiary of it. I am a poor freaking graduate student who does not have enough money to pay for health insurance, so I have Obamacare. And I'm forever grateful for that. He started the path of where I shouldn't have to pay for health insurance. Imagine paying taxes on literally everything, even proposing paying taxes for driving your car by the mile, and I can't get health insurance? You know what I'm saying? The military budget goes up 20 times increase every year, but I just can't get health insurance? Half us ain't gonna use it most of the time, so I can't get health insurance, and that's just stupid to me. And so I think his initiative to do that should be commendable, but of course you have to overlook a lot of crap. But yeah, then his expansion of, you know, access to SNAP benefits and trying to help people come out of their situations. Yeah, I still think he's probably the best American president, but that's from perspective.
Pat, I'll give you the floor.
I'm not as educated on this subject as Joey is, because during a lot of the period I was like 18 and just living, but just from just seeing it, I think he came in at a very interesting time, I think, in American history, in world history, really. Like, right during the recession, like you could say that he, I don't know, did he fix the recession? Did he bring us out of the recession? I would say that kind of did do that. Also, just the time of just coverage and like internet and the time that he came in really exploded during his presidency as far as what he did for Black people. Again, I'm not super educated on every single specific thing. I just think that he gets the, he had the bad thing of like, okay, like a lot of the police killings, I don't want to say started, but they started being filmed under him. We had like a lot of high profile cases. But one of the reasons why they were so high profile was because social media just blew up around that same time. So not like these things hadn't been going on before. It's just like maybe these things don't get as big because they can't be filmed. So he had the unfortunate nature of being tasked with being a Black man. And a lot of this stuff being broadcast to the world for the first time and him having to deal with it. You know, some people could say he could have done more. He didn't do enough. I don't know. I'm not even well versed, especially at that point in time, about like what more maybe he could have done. I'm sure that maybe, you know, you could try to take some to the Supreme Court or whatever. I don't know. I don't even know if he has the power to be able to do that. But he just came in at a very unfortunate time as far as with things just blowing up. It was like just social media, like I said, just blowing up and becoming what it was, and him having to be the person, especially for him being a Black man, presidency, leader of the free world, him having to be the person, people look at it as like, okay, well, this shouldn't happen because you're in office. I also think a lot of Black people thought that racism was over as soon as like,
A lot of white people thought racism was over.
I think a lot of people,
niggas thought that too, though, because they point on that in the documentary.
Yeah, like I think a lot of people thought that racism
was over. I thought when he was elected president, I said, man, four or eight years from now, white folks are gonna have a vengeance.
And they did.
I was not wrong.
They did.
Yes, but I think a lot of people in general just thought like, oh, well, we got Obama here, we good. Like we good. And I think a lot of the murders and the things you saw were so shocking to people because I think, like I said, one, it was being broadcast, and two, it was a wake-up call that yes, this we have this one man in here, but the rest of us still have a lot of work to do in the country.
I think he made us realize the limits of a president.
Yeah,
because he was Black, and they did everything in their power to limit him from doing anything. That being said, he got more done than most presidents ever.
And he had like Republicans were on his ass from day one.
Day one. Like there were billboards up in Southern Illinois that had George W. Bush and say, "Miss me yet?" And I'm like, first of all, nigga, George Bush served two terms.
George W. Bush need to be sending Donald Trump a Christmas card every year, because the revisionist history on that nigga's presidency is fucking insane.
I get a beer with George W. Bush. He a war criminal, just like
all presidents are war criminals.
But also with Bush, a lot of very unfortunate things. Like, bro, you get elected, and then with like 1 month of you, was it 1 month or 1 year with him being in office, 9/11 happens.
It was like, not even a year. The election was nine months.
The election was in 2000, November. Yeah. He went into office in January.
It was 9 months.
And your first 9 months, not the biggest American tragedy of all time happens. Like, that happened.
Bigger than Pearl Harbor?
Yeah.
It was a military. Yes. So military versus.
Yeah, because it was on American soil.
I mean, Hawaii was.
I'm talking about like in the middle of a city.
Yeah, it was civilians in America had never been attacked, right? The military is one thing. Civilians being attacked in that fashion is a completely, you had never seen no shit like that before. That happened.
So then, niggas couldn't stop the plane? Niggas didn't want to say, okay, something's happening. I'm not gonna rush them. You know what I'm saying? Niggas are okay, I'm just gonna let this happen. I'm just gonna go down in a ball of flames. Shout out to the Pennsylvania niggas, bro. They realized, no.
We ain't going.
Bro, the niggas have box cutters, bro. Come on, G.
They did not have any guns.
Half the niggas I know had burners on them growing up. You're gonna have to we're gonna flood you. And now to the point it got in 2000, when I first got on a plane. Was that when you went to Disney World, Scott?
That was the second time. The first time you got on a plane was 1998.
When did we go? It was after 9/11.
We went to Disney World twice, 98 and 02.
02. That was right after 9/11. And there were men on there who were Sikh. Are not Muslim. They are Middle Eastern. Typically, they're Southeast Asian. They're typically from India. That is what a good chunk of the population is. But niggas was looking at Sikhs like they were Muslims, and so they could stereotype. Niggas was sitting there like, Basically, where you boys coming from? So much racism. That was the one time in the world that America was united in racism. Literally. Everyone was racist against
Middle Eastern people. Bad, bro.
Negroes too.
That shit was bad. Negroes too. That shit was bad.
Who this terrorist nigga? Yeah, we were very racist. Was bad. I was a child. So I didn't really have a conscious thought, but niggas were straight up racist.
Yeah, yes. Every person you saw that was of Middle Eastern descent, you would call him a terrorist. It's like, bro, what you own? Yep. This is an outstanding citizen. This is your.
There's been stories of people talking about they were getting bullied in class and shit over that shit.
So. I know women who are like older, well, who were older in that time. Like, it was rough for you.
There was a girl in my class named Ozma. She's I think her family's like Syrian. And of course, she is very conservative Muslim. So she had the burqa on, and they just people look at her in class like, "What you got that on for?" I'm like, "Ozma been in here with us the whole time. What you mean? She was here before 9/11. She cool." And niggas was just harassing her. I'm like, "This is United American racism, and this is terrible." But yeah,
I will say this from watching it, because like I said, I don't really pay attention to politics that much because
you should have shot down the plane, bro. Should have shot it down.
I like to stay in my little own naive bubble.
I feel like niggas was kind of. I'm sorry to cut you. I feel like niggas was kind of shocked. Like,
what? Yeah. Whose idea is it to take a plane and run into?
Yeah.
A building?
Like, what the fuck? I mean, now niggas would probably get your shit clean and fuck up out of here. But like back then,
oh no,
like,
you try to hijack a plane again, they're shooting you down.
Remember the niggas who tried that shit a couple months ago got flooded. In LAX, niggas tried to do that from LAX to Atlanta. They flooded the fuck out of that nigga.
The passengers did.
Yeah.
That's hilarious. Passengers are.
They beat his ass and threw that nigga in the bathroom until they landed.
That's bro. That is hilarious. First of all, if I see a nigga run up, first of all, I'd be more. I'd be
a nigga run too fast to the bathroom. I might flex.
I'm like, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? What you doing?
Where you going, brother?
Oh, I got a shit. No, you don't. No, you don't. What you doing?
You good? You good?
Sit down, nigga.
You good? Hold your bowels, nigga. You good? But like I said, I don't really pay attention to politics like that. Like, stay in my little naive bubble where only sports and entertainment matters to keep my sanity. But from what I remember, I feel like it all comes to expectations. Now, I personally treat all politicians as in they're all full of shit. You know what I'm saying? And in this documentary, you had guys like Cornel West and Bobby Rush and guys like Al Sharpton who, you know, felt like there was more he could have done. He's something like then there was even one part where what's that Michael Eric Tyson, whatever that nigga name, Dyson. He was like, you know, if you gotta face the race music just like the white presidents did. Somebody who passed the voting bill wasn't a black president, he just started going on and on. I feel like Obama, I liked Obama because he looks like he's a legitimately good person, and I do think he legitimately cared about people. But like you said, Joe, it really showed you just how
I'm sorry.
It just literally shows you what exactly a president can and can't do. Yep. You know what I'm saying? There was so much the fact he got all that done with the Republican Party who strictly fuck this nigga because he black.
Yeah.
Is actually incredible. And I also think black people, I think we expect too much from politicians in general. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like they expect him to be the king. Yeah. Like they expect him to be like the king of Wakanda. Some shit
what
like
I, what I realize is what black people wanted from Obama is the same things that they kind of want Trump to do. They wanted Obama to try and usurp power. Because that's
are you the talking about what white people wanted Trump to do?
Yeah, because that's the only way you were going to get Obama to do half the shit you wanted. You wanted him to get reparations, nigga, he was going to have to become a dictator. Yeah. Give him a dictator, sure. Sure, he can do that, but he's not doing that as...
And the whole thing about Trump, he didn't even like the people that voted for him.
No. He don't care about them, nigga. He did that to usurp power. Nobody, his influence is... There's a freaking billboard on 294 that... Digital billboard. And it was like Trump won 120 million votes.
Right next
to
the Urlacher hair billboard?
Literally across the Expressway on 294. Trump won 120 million votes. I'm like, you think a president won 120 million votes?
Yeah. Like,
not even Reagan, who had one of the biggest electoral ass whoopings against his candidate. Was that Mondale? I forgot his name.
That shit was bad. That nigga won every single state.
Every state. Every
state. Except for one, maybe he didn't win.
The only state he didn't win was the, was it Mondale? It was his home state. That's it. Every other state he won. If he didn't get 102 million, you think Donald Trump's getting 120 million? They're like all the vote. Donald Trump has influenced the freaking. That's why that was the comeback I was talking about when Obama got elected. I'm like, post on comeback of the vengeance.
We both said that after he beat Romney. I was like,
literally tweeted about it.
Yeah, I was like, they gonna come back. I was joking about it, but nah, they came back. But it's like, I feel like black people, sometimes I feel like I feel like since Dr. King and Malcolm X died, that black people have been looking for a leader.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like they put the unnecessary burden on certain people to fill that fucking void. Like, President Obama wasn't the president of niggas. He was the president of the United States. He wouldn't even got into the presidency without white people. So yeah. You want him to alienate that fan, that base? You know what I'm saying?
They like, wanted
in niggas' mind, yes.
They wanted some, first of all, they'd have probably got tired of
he'd have got eliminated like Jesse did if he'd have been like that.
They would have got tired of MLK eventually. Because you realize MLK started fighting for poor people's rights. They're like, nigga, we don't care about everybody else. We want black folks' rights. And then they got tired of Malcolm X too when he broke away from Nation of Islam and became an actual Muslim. So it's hilarious. But what you saw in those type of leaders were they're not presidents. Nothing's holding them back to saying what they want to say and doing what they want to do. They don't have political pressure. Nigga. There is no political pressure. They're activists. And that's a good point, Scott. Ever since they died, niggas is looking for leaders.
And it's like, I don't even know, like even when people I see a lot of shit on the timeline now about people saying, well, y'all see what Biden doing that. That's why we shouldn't vote. And that's fine. If you feel like you shouldn't vote, I'm not finna here lecture you and say that, oh, you need to vote. But
I am.
What's the other plan, right? If you like, there's some niggas who think, this is not gonna sound crazy, but I believe, yes, I just want police to stop shooting niggas. But I'm not finna sit up and act like we don't need police sometimes. Like, niggas act like they're gonna go out there.
Sound wild? Like, what the fuck you mean?
To some people, that shit sounds wild. Niggas act like we can govern ourselves.
Yeah, but some
people are anarchists and believe that human beings do not need regulations to take care of themselves, which is wrong, my nigga.
If somebody robs your house, who you call?
First off, nigga, if there were not cops in the, let's just say law enforcement. If there were people who enforce the law in the world, what's to stop you from doing what you want?
I mean, like
people talk about, oh man, cops, there is no actual statistic that can show when people don't commit crimes they will impose long sentences as a way to influence people not to do something. What is that called? It's like, it's a prevention technique. So if you rob this, you're going to get 10 years. It's a heavy sentence, but it's supposed to send a message to people who want to attempt to rob.
Like a warning, nigga?
No, but the sentence serves as
a term for
deterrent.
It?
Deterrent. So there is no stat that you can measure how police officers are a deterrent. But I can tell you my own personal life. A nigga has cut me off, flipped me off, and I'm like, I'm finna shoot this nigga. I'm finna go fight this nigga. But I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go to jail. There are people who are enforcing the law. I don't want them to stump me out when they see me. That alone, it's anecdotal, but that alone is a deterrent in of itself. You still need people to enforce the law. The way that they're formed now, no, it needs to be dismantled completely into something else. They need less power, and they don't like, if somebody having a mental health issue and they ain't got a gun, don't send the police in there. Send in a brolic nigga who's a healthcare worker. So in case he try to fight the nigga, he can take him down and subdue him. But don't send a nigga the gun. Imagine a nigga who's struggling mentally and you like, hold on, nigga, don't do that. Or a nigga has a gun to his head and your first thing is, let me pull out another gun. Like, what is the logic behind that? But you still need some form of...
Our communities aren't even... Well, I don't want to say they aren't, but they... A lot of our communities aren't even together enough to have like a neighborhood watch to even govern their own communities. Like, nigga,
niggas don't trust their neighbors, bro. What the
Yeah, so it's like, yeah, if everybody had neighborhood watches, like, okay, this was like back in like the 60s, whereas, you know, something like that, 60s or 40s, and the time like my grandmother grew up, when, you know, everybody on like the community knew each other and you knew everybody on the block and all that, and you had neighborhood watch and y'all could watch y'all own communities and govern y'all own communities and stop certain things from happening because the neighborhood comes out and just says, no, we're not gonna allow this. Then okay, great. But if we aren't gonna do that, unfortunately, we're gonna allow people to come in and who are outside of the neighborhood and kind of do those things for us. Unfortunately.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, just when you watch these things, just like on documentaries and on the TL too, it's like, I don't really know like what's it gonna take. You know, it's like I said, it's like the Chappelle Show skit. Are black people ever gonna get together and unite? Are they like, nigga? I don't know what it's gonna take.
Many different black experiences in America. Like, there's no one way to be black. Yeah, like, there's so many different experiences. We are such a
unfortunately, some of the most vocal niggas on Twitter are new blacks. It's such black. For sure. New black is an elitist term, but I just do not care.
I say most people who hate Obama were like 7 when he got elected.
But also, we don't. We don't know our history. We don't really know where we come from. Yep. So it's no, we're not going to get on the same page because I don't know if we have the same concept of family like Asians might or like Mexicans might. You know, they come over here and so I don't know. There's just so many different ways to be black. Yeah. It's a million different ways to be black.
Well, I just really want to discuss that a little bit, man. If y'all want to watch it, it's called Obama in Pursuit of More of a Perfect Union, 3-part documentary. I thought it was pretty fucking good. You know what I'm saying? I don't really care for politics and shit like that, but I thought it was an entertaining documentary, so check that out. But yeah, man, you know what to follow us at Bob Chair Scott at Pappy World at Flows and Dulini. We'll be back next week. Damien will be back from his little vacation number 3 that he's had this year. We'll be back with another episode of 79th and Hallis this weekend to talk about week 2 of training camp. And y'all have a good weekend, man. We are out.